You're very welcome to Lorna Parker here on WLR. It's Tomás McCarthy in the hot seat till 7 o'clock. Well, plenty to discuss, as always, over the next hour. Cyril Farrell will look ahead to the big hurling games of the weekend, including Waterford versus Antrim. Former Deja goalkeeper Clinton Hennessy will talk about his role in the Antrim backroom team. Tom Corcoran and Donny O'Brien will tell us about the Club Deja launch night on Saturday. And later in the hour, we'll hear from Emma Murray and Hannah Power ahead of Waterford's home clash with Galway in the Ladies Football League. But first,
we're level for a seventh time here in O'Moore Park in Portlaoise. The jail is only a few kilometres away. Can we get out of jail today? Because it's 14 men since after 5.5 minutes. It's going to be a long, long evening here. Ball goes on to Monty now. Monty comes inside the 13 metre line. Monty now with an opportunity. Is he going to pull the trigger? Is he going for a goal? He's got a goal! What a brilliant goal by the Abbey sideman. Backed himself, took on the marker, cracked it to the back of the net. Monty, that was a classic. Give Roland no chance, Brian. Super score, Monty.
Ah, an absolute cracker, and you know, really an individual effort. He beat three or four players across the 21-yard line and had the confidence then to shoot from the 21-yard line. And that's really Waterford badly needed that score.
So after beating Laois last time out, Waterford will look to stay unbeaten in the National Hurling League when they welcome Antrim at Tafraer Field on Sunday for a 1 o'clock start. Well, to look ahead to this game and all the weekend's action, delighted to be joined on the line by former Laren Win manager with Galway, Cyril Farrell. And first of all, Cyril, how would you rate Waterford's performances so far in the league against Dublin and Laois?
Well, I'd say David would be very happy with them so far, like, because they're playing a nice open brand of hurling attack, and it's great to see the likes of Jamie Barron back again. More or less, say, pick number 10 or wing forward kind of playing, playing out the middle, kind of lively as it be. And he hasn't his full team out, like, you know, I'd say they actually have a full team out as well. So I saw Mikey Kiley last weekend there in the Fitzgibbon scoring goals at Will. So when he puts his full team together, whenever they're all fully fit, they're going to be a serious outfit.
You mentioned Jamie Barron there, Cyril, like he's got two full games under his belt so far. How much of a boost is it to have him back fully fit?
Sure, not alone is a boost. It's a big boost to Waterford, but even for hurling in general, like, he's one of the top players. It's great to have him back. You need all your top players, you know, showing the top form and the skill level they have. But for Waterford, it's a big, big boost. Like, having him fully fit in the championship, Tomás, will be a big help to Waterford, because there's no doubt if he's fit, he's going to be under 15 somewhere.
Any signs so far, Cyril, of the type of hurling that Waterford will play under Davy?
Well, you know, he likes the running game, and they're already kind of doing that. Tighter Buck has yet to come back, and would play kind of maybe centre back, a deep centre back. I would say, thinking of Austin Gleeson, say the way he's going centre forward, like, he's going to be very strong up the, like, he seems to have a strong up the middle. Probably Kyle might be full forward or corner, but like, he has plenty of followers. The hurling world kind of knows the most that last year wasn't a true reflection in the championship of Waterford. You know what I mean? They just didn't do themselves justice, whatever reason, just got caught kind of flat, which can happen after having a long season. I wouldn't, like, knowing Davey, he'll try to win every match, but he won't be showing his full cards, because he will know, like, it's the championship that they're going to be judged on. And that's what Waterford want to kind of do well in this year, really, the championship more than the league.
Yeah, is making the top three in Munster top priority for Davey this year, Cyril?
Oh, I'd say so, yeah. And, like, as you know, like, Munster is a tough spot to be. Like, when you look at Munster, the five teams in it compared to Leinster at the moment, you'd have to say that the competition in Munster is pretty high. It's higher than what's in Leinster anyway. It looks a lot stronger.
You spoke about Michael Kiley as well earlier, Cyril. Like, he's going to be suspended for this match after a straight red against Laois, but he was on fire for UL in the Fitzgibbon final last weekend. What do you make of his performance?
Ah, yeah, it was brilliant. Listen, they knew, I'd say, the NUIG knew how good he was going in, but that didn't matter. He even dropped a sweeper in front of him, and it still didn't matter. Now, there was a very good half-back line for UL and Limerick. They had O'Mara from Tipperary, probably the tip centre-back or wing-back. He was centre-back. You had Young Cochran, who's kind of making the Limerick team now wing-back, and Darren Cochran from Ballyhale, was on the Kilkenny team, the other wing-back. So they were able to cut out the sweeper. And Kylie went to town inside. They knew what was going to happen, but yet they were able to stop him, which is a great sign.
And even though Waterford might be missing a few players on Sunday, Cyril, do you still expect them to pick up their second win against Antrim?
I'd say they'll be short a good few from the championship team, but like at this level, if you're carrying that on the panel, he should be able to hold his own. If you know what I mean. Otherwise, he shouldn't be on the panel, because it's very, very competitive. You're going to get you know, your four games over the season, Munster one after another nearly. So, like, that's what they were trying to beat up kind of strong enough. And, like, Antrim would be hard to beat, very hard to beat up in Antrim, but they're probably missing a few as well, which you'd expect Waterford. Even though missing the players, you expect them to get another win on Sunday.
The headline game at the weekend, Cyril, is Galway versus Limerick on Sunday in Salt Hill. How are Galway and Henry Shefflin approaching this year's competition?
Well, I'd say, you know, again, like the big one for him, I'd say, would be to win a Leinster title and to get straight into an Ireland semi-final. Now, they were very flat against Cork. Cork ran through them at Will and got scores like deservedly won. In the end, only by 5 or 6 points, but like, it kind of, there was a lot more in it than that. Like, Galway were out, they just were flat-footed ever. And if they're like that next Sunday, you know, they'll be exposed again. But I would think, as well, Tomás, that the training that's going on is pretty hard and they're not easing down the training because of the matches. They're training away, kind of aiming at the championship and playing the matches in between. Again, now for Sunday, I'm led to believe that there's a good for missing. Dahi Buck is still out. The stocks at Conor Whelan is out, you know, and he came back to last day, Cathal Manning, but went off again with a hamstring. So these guys, like, are big losses to Galway. Now, Limerick have more of a stronger team out this year than they had in last year's league. They're going quite well. But I'd say what most Galway supporters are hoping on Sunday tomorrow is that at least, whatever about beating them, that they stand up and play well. They'll be looking at the performances as much as the result.
How impressed were you by Limerick against Clare last time out, Cyril?
Yeah, they were well on top. Like they were on top all over the place. With their pace and power, you know, and their kind of 30-yard passes with the stick passes. They look very good again. And Tomás, they are the kind of power to say the benchmark. And the few new lads that Cockney that talk about coming through, and they have O'Neill who's kind of injured at the moment. And you know, you had Gary Kirby, you had a young Kirby lad, or a young Hoolan lad firing in all cylinders. And another lad, O'Brien, corner forward, like I've seen in college, is holding very, very good as well. There's new lads popping in. But, like, they will have a strong panel. They probably still won't make the team, but, like, Limerick are still the team to beat. They're the kind of the ones that everyone has to get up there to.
I want to ask about two other Munster teams that are really catching the eye, sir. Like, first of all, Tipperary. Do you think Liam Cahill is putting his stamp on that team already?
Oh, definitely. I knew, like, going in, knowing him, like, he'd be, you know, 100%, and he'd had some very, very fit. I would think themselves and Cork are the two sharpest teams at the moment in the competition, like, you know, in all the games I've seen. Very sharp, and, like, Tipper kind of saying it's transition. I don't see the transition as such, because the guys that are playing have won under-21s or under-20 All-Irelands, and see a lot of them in colleges. They're playing very, very good stuff. Okay, he might have to settle on his team, but, like, they are showing very good form. Like, you know, the Tip public are back in big numbers, and they are expecting big things. Again, that O'Mara that I talked about, he had a very good game centre back for UL in the competition, and was an opponent lad, I'd say, from his body cross. He'd probably be the centre forward, a big kind of raw fella like, but they are the kind of hurdles that Tip are looking for.
And Cork have also shown great form in the league, Cyril. Are they one of the teams that are going all out to win this competition, do you think?
Well, I'd say they're going all out to get kind of consistency. Like against Galway, they show great pace, and like last year, even in Turles, like Tomás, we go back to that match, like Cork ran through us, should have been up 8 or 10 points at halftime, and weren't. Like our goalie had a fantastic game to start missing free, so things didn't go right for them. But, you know, like last year, the 2 weekends ago in Galway, like, when they got the chance, they took them, like, and young Dalton going forward had a field day altogether, like, you know. So, like, they have good stuff. Again, they're very, very good hurlers, and they have electric pace.
And just finally, Cyril, just one more story that I wanted to get your opinion on. The Irish Examiner are reporting that referees are being asked to be more vigilant about the hand pass this weekend. From what you've seen so far, have there been a lot of throws in the games?
Well, it's hard to judge the throws like they're doing it so well, but like, I just hope that if it's a throw that is pulled, but I just hope that if it isn't a throw, it isn't pulled. You know what I mean? Usually when they ask the referees to kind of go straight, they kind of react, you know, all over the place. Like you're talking about, like, the young Kylie can't play this weekend, like, but sure, he got sent off for. Like, you know, the cornerback was at him, and he kind of just kind of lashed him a little bit back. Like, he was kind of, that was very unfortunate. But, like, yeah, there is a lot of throwing going on. Like, and there'd be no harm if the refs come down. The lads, the players will cop on quick enough if they're pulled for it.
Well, Cyril Farrell, pleasure to chat hurling with you as always. Thanks a million for your time this evening.
No problem, Tomás.
14 men Waterford, 15 men Leash. 1-14, 2-13. Chance for Waterford. Oh, great opportunity there. They tried to flick it into the goal there. They had one chance, they had two, and in the end Rowland managed to save there. But good scoring chance gone a big in there. The ball broke, we had a chance, unfortunately we just couldn't take that chance. There was an opportunity, but we couldn't take it. Now Waterford on the attack inside the Leash 45. They're holding on to the ball back. Conor Gleeson treads the ball through. good ball to Patrick Curran.
No goal.
Chance for goal here for Waterford. Back at the net for Waterford. Super score by Waterford there. Patrick Curran set it up.
Desi.
And Desi Hutchison, we said how quiet he'd been. Patrick Curran deserves credit. He set it up. Who better to finish than Desi Hutchison? Pucking out Billy Nolan. He's done well tonight for Waterford. Dropping outside, inside the 45 now. 2.18, 2.14. Well won inside for Waterford. Austin Gleeson wins it back. Has a look, takes the shot, sends it over the bar. Brilliant bit of play by Ozzy. Won the ball, shot back down. What does he do? Puts it back over the bar.
Ah, yeah, great score, you know.
Class again from Ozzy.
Just a different class.
2.19, 2.14. Mount Sinai produced some good ones. Ozzy's up there with him.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.